USA Radio News.
Pfizer and Moderna is expected to have updated versions of their shots available as early as September, according to the Food and Drug Administration. This is all to strengthen protection against the latest version of Omicron. The announcement means that the U.S. would not pursue a summer round of boosters using the current vaccines for adults under 50. Two Omicron subvariants, BA4 and BA5, are even more contagious than their predecessors and have pushed new daily cases above 125,000 and hospitalizations to 6,300. All the COVID-19 vaccines given in the U.S. until now have been based on the original version of the virus that began spreading across the country in early 2020. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As fires spread across the West, the U.S. House approved wide-ranging legislation aimed at helping communities in the region cope with increasingly severe wildfires and drought. The legislative measure approved by federal lawmakers Friday combines 49 separate bills and would increase firefighters' pay and benefits. The bill now goes to Senate. China has called out Biden.
To say communist China has lost the respect for the United States is an understatement. After Biden's handlers told the American people of the 2+ hour conversation, Chinese officials are now calling out President Biden as a liar. Zhou Lichong is Chinese foreign minister via a translator.
Claims about genocide and forced labor in Xinjiang are pure lies. You mentioned that a White House spokesperson said the issues of genocide and forced labor were mentioned in the call last night. That is false information.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a 6-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Pro bono lawyers, bar associations, and public interest groups gathered at the White House to discuss how best to offer legal services and protections for women seeking abortions. The effort is part of an executive order signed by President Joe Biden earlier this month aimed at protecting access to abortion after the Supreme Court struck down Roe v. Wade, the landmark 1973 ruling that established a constitutional right to the procedure. Lawmakers, lawyers will continue to, quote, encourage robust legal representation for those seeking reproductive care services, the White House said. Assistant Cook County State's Attorney Jim Murphy has stepped down after 25 years of service, explaining that he could no longer work under Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox, who he said is, quote, more concerned with political narratives and agendas than the victims and prosecuting violent crimes. The resignation comes weeks after Fox told officials at a county board committee hearing that 235 people, including attorneys, had resigned from her office since July of last year. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.